Welcome to this week's News Talk. This is the audio recording of our broadcast live on social media channels where Stephanie and I talk about three hot stories in the news. During this live session, we chat with English learners from across the world. It's a really enjoyable way to practice listening to natural English and learn some new vocabulary each week. Let's go.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the latest in our edition of News Talk. My name is Stephanie and I'm Head of Educational Content here at Perfectly Spoken. And as always, I'm delighted to be joined by David. Hi, David.
Hi, Stephanie. And hello, everybody. And I'm also delighted to be here today. Today, we're going to be looking at three hot topics in the news.
Absolutely. Now, the idea behind this series is that David and I will discuss three stories that are making headlines. Now, I wonder whether you know what these stories are. We're going to give you some clues before we look at them in detail. Please do take part. We really want this to be an interactive session. So say hello, type in your comments. Tell us what you think about the stories that we're going to discuss today.
And I think you'll find them really interesting. There are lots of questions and opinions you can give us that we would love to share with everybody. Shall we have a look at the topics?
Absolutely. So here are our three stories for today. Have a look at the pictures. Have a look at the headlines.
So the first question is, hello, everybody. Which audio streaming company plans to earn $100 billion a year by 2032?
Clue there in the picture. Do you know which company this is? Why don't you type in the chat and tell us? Number two, there's another clue with the picture here. And we're asking what drug this time is now legal in Thailand. Any ideas? Have a guess.
An interesting conversation to be had there. And the final story we'll be looking at is about the lottery, winning the lottery. And we'd love to hear if anybody's won any, participated or won the lottery. And the question there is, how much did Britain's biggest ever lottery winners actually win?
I think that's quite a difficult one to guess because, of course, the numbers that people win nowadays are huge. But can you have a guess? How much do you think? We're talking pounds here. How many pounds do you think Britain's biggest ever lottery winners won? So why don't you have a guess? Join in, take part, say hello, type a message in the comments. Shall we get started, David?
Please. Yes, please. We've already got some good answers. Thank you.
Perfect. So our first story, and I think we did have a correct answer here. You're right, given by Amelia, who says that it's Spotify. Absolutely. Spotify is who we're talking about here. Now, Spotify are an audio streaming company, and they have announced a goal of reaching $100 billion in revenue annually in the next 10 years. Now, that's an astronomical figure. The CEO of the company, Daniel Ek, has predicted that the company's expansion into podcasts and audiobooks had the potential to generate margins of over 40%. So some huge numbers there.
And this is even more astronomical, considerable, considering, I mean, this Swedish company was only founded in 2006. They are without doubt the leaders in the music streaming industry. And we'd be very interested to hear if anybody is a subscriber to Spotify. How do you stream your music or your podcasts? What channels do you use? Please do tell us. But, you know, Their goals, their objectives are so high, considering they have competitors like Apple Music, Amazon Prime Music, YouTube Music, Google Play. The market is already very, very competitive.
Absolutely. Very ambitious goals there. So as David said, please do let us know, how do you access music? How do you download or stream your favorite songs? Apparently, there are 70 million songs available on Spotify, which is a huge amount. So please do let us know how you are downloading or streaming your music.
And it's interesting you talk about the songs. Some people prefer YouTube to Spotify. Okay. It certainly can be free because you don't have to have the premium account, do you? But apparently there are something like 60,000 songs. New songs are added every day to Spotify. And there are 100 songs that have been played a billion times. Can you imagine that?
I can't imagine. I wonder who some of those artists are. I can see in the comments several people saying they prefer YouTube to Spotify. Interesting. Perhaps give us some more information there. Is it because you can access the music for free? You don't have to subscribe. Why do you prefer YouTube? I mean, Spotify does have 182, I think, million subscribers. So a lot of people do like the service it provides.
And yes, and indeed. And I think they have a good reputation for supporting the artists whose music they play. Although I don't know if anybody knows how much the artists actually get from this service, from them using their music. I did read one report. Okay, so they give billions, they make billions, and they give billions of dollars back to record labels. But apparently, I read this one article that if you are an artist and you have 1 million streams of your song, do you know how much you will get paid from Spotify in a year?
Now, if you're a regular, you'll know that David likes his statistics. Here we have a tricky question. If you'd like to have a go at guessing the answer, I certainly don't know the answer.
So imagine you're a singer, you're a famous singer, and over the year, 1 million people download your song. So what then in return does Spotify give to you as an artist? You might be quite surprised.
What do you think? If you'd like to have a guess, type your comment in the box and we can see if you are right or how close you are. I can see that Naima is saying that they access music. Okay, also on Amazon and via contacting RNIB as well. Yeah. YouTube is easier to reach while watching and downloading. So some ease of access there.
Yeah, and I think that's what many people would agree with that, isn't it? The problem, of course, with YouTube is do you pay? Or if you go for free, then you do get quite a lot of advertisements.
Exactly. You have to put up with, you have to endure the adverts. Now, Amelia is guessing $2,000, David.
Amelia, you are very, very good. You're spot on. Apparently, ooh, I read this article in the Los Angeles Times was saying that the artist will earn between $1,500 and $2,000 for those million downloads. So as you can imagine, you've got to be a big, big, big artist, or you've got to have lots of records, lots of material on the channel to make lots of money.
And I think it hasn't always been plain sailing, has it? I mean, Taylor Swift actually removed her catalogue from Spotify a while ago. I think it's possibly back on again now. I'm not 100% sure of that, but it hasn't been plain sailing for sure.
And I think possibly that's one of the reasons why. Who makes the money?
Shall we have a look at some of this vocabulary then, David?
Yes, please.
Okay, so our selected words were goal, expansion, and potential. Now, hopefully you listened out for those as we were talking. So our first word here, a goal. A goal is synonymous, has the same meaning as an aim or a purpose.
And then we talked about expansion. So the verb, of course, comes from expand. When you expand something, you increase. You increase in size or number or importance, as we say there.
And finally, we talked about potential, the potential of Spotify. And potential means it's possible if and when the necessary conditions exist. So we said that Spotify had the potential to generate margins of over 40%, only if the necessary conditions exist. Let's move on then to story number two. Over to you, David.
Thank you. So I think this is a really interesting story about marijuana or cannabis or pot, as it is known informally. So Thailand has decided to decriminalize the consumption of marijuana in food and drinks. And they are encouraging the farmers to cultivate marijuana, and in part to ensure that they have the right kind of quality, because quality has always apparently been an issue. And I think of this report, one of the most interesting aspects is about the use of marijuana for recreational versus medical or medicinal purposes. In many countries, marijuana is legal for certain medicinal purposes, but there are not many countries where you can use it for recreational purposes. I wonder if anybody who's there listening, watching, what's the position in your country? Is marijuana, is it legal for medicinal purposes, for recreational purposes, for both? Please let us know.
Absolutely. I think that'd be a really interesting point of discussion there. I think in the UK, in any case, it's still classified as a Class B drug, which means that it's illegal to possess, to have it, to distribute it, to sell it, and to grow it. And there are some quite strict penalties if you are caught doing any of those.
So in Yemen, it's illegal, and I'm not surprised. I think it tends to be prohibited in most countries, and I think it's more about the exception that proves the rule. So Amelia, thank you. So in the Czech Republic, it's legal for health purposes. For recreational purposes, countries, as I understand it, in Canada, Mexico, South Africa, Uruguay, and the United States, but it depends on the states. There are 19 states where it is legal for recreational use, but then it depends how you define recreational use. You know, for example, smoking pot, I think in many, many places is still not legal, but you can consume it in food and
in other forms. Mm. And I think that's certainly the case still in Thailand, isn't it? That smoking pot is still banned. And interestingly, even very recently, since this first story came out, they've had to amend the rules to make it very clear as to who is able to do this, to sort of have an age limit on it, so it's not accessible to very, very young people. So even though the law has changed, they're still refining and working with this.
Indeed. And we've got a very interesting comment from Manaz in Iran, who has studied cannabis for 7 years, has done a study, presumably for that length of time, and published results. I bet those are fascinating to read. And in Iran, of course, it is banned. It's still banned. I think in Thailand, I mean, the shift was, it had been allowed primarily for pain relief. But I think the Thai government sees this as an opportunity to boost agriculture and tourism.
Absolutely. I can see Rafael adding there to the comments that it is illegal in Spain, but legal for medicinal use again.
Yeah. And I thought what was interesting when I was looking at this in the United States, that from one state to another, it will depend. In some states, you can have two plants in your possession. In other states, six plants, or you can grow, you can cultivate a couple of plants. In some states, you can use it in public, but you can't smoke. And then the other way round in other states. So it very, very varies.
And did you know that over 100 million Americans have tried it at least once? And they're the ones that admit to it. So the number may well be higher than that.
Well, that's an interesting one. I wonder if anybody out there is prepared to say whether they have used or what they feel about the use of cannabis.
It is apparently the most common illegal drug used in America. So I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who have perhaps experienced it at least once.
Yeah. And I think it's interesting, isn't it? Because we have the arguments. There's always, you know, about morality and whether something is right for society or not. Is it against public health? But then the people, the proponents for legalizing, they argue that, you know, it's not as bad as cigarette smoking or alcohol consumption. So
Amelia saying she hasn't used it yet. Thank you, Amelia.
Oh, I like the yet. The
yet. That's a good addition there, Amelia. Thank you. Should we have a look at the vocabulary here?
So, yes. So we said it has been decriminalized, right? Decriminalized. So again, if you split it up, so it is to stop something from being illegal.
And the next word we had was cultivated. Now, if you cultivate something, it means you grow it as a crop. So cultivated.
And then we have consumption. Consumption from the verb consume, and consume is to use in some way. And normally, if we talk about food or drink, then it's eating or drinking. So the consumption of alcohol, the consumption of marijuana, the consumption of pizza, anything you like.
Yeah, very useful noun there. Okay, on to our final story of today. And here we're talking about Britain's biggest ever lottery winners. Now, this is the story of Jess and Joe Thwaite, who are living the dream after winning £184 million in the lottery. Now, this is Britain's biggest ever jackpot. Now, Jess is a hairdresser and her husband is a sales engineer. And there's no word as yet on whether they intend to quit their jobs. They simply say they plan to enjoy the money with their family and friends.
And it's amazing. So £184 million, that's about $230 million.
An incredible amount.
It's just mind-blowing. So I have some questions for everybody, but particularly for Stephanie. So I'd like you to think about these as we talk. So would you tell anybody if you won the lottery? So Stephanie, would you tell anybody if you won the lottery? Because this is based on a survey of 1,000 people. 1,000 people were asked. So what percentage do you think would tell other people and what percentage wouldn't? Would you tell anybody if you won the lottery? Have you ever played the lottery? What numbers do you choose? And would you leave your job? Like our couple in the photographs, I wonder, would you leave your job if you won the lottery?
Well, that's really interesting questions then. I'd be very curious to know what everybody watching thinks about this. Personally, I wouldn't tell everybody. Obviously, I'd have to tell a small select number of people, but I certainly wouldn't want the publicity. I wouldn't want to be on the front of newspapers. So I wouldn't announce it to the world.
That's a really interesting answer, Stephanie, because 83% of people who responded agree with you. They wouldn't tell anybody. They would keep it secret.
I think there could be, I think if you weigh up the pros and cons of telling, of announcing it in such a public way, I think the negative aspect could be more than anything positive to come from it. Michaela is saying she wouldn't tell anyone either. Amelia would stop working. Thank you, Amelia.
Good. But Michaela and Emad, it's a huge, huge number. I so agree. But of course, it's not the biggest ever amount of money. That goes to what country? Any ideas?
Is it the Euro Millions?
No. It's the country where we would mostly expect, actually.
Okay, we'll go with America then.
It is. Because they have something that one lottery that anyway, and you won. The people who won $1.5 billion.
Wow.
Three of them. Yes, Amelia. Three of them. So they won $500 million each.
Wow. Going back to your second question, yes. Which have David asked everybody, is do you play the lottery? Now, I do occasionally. So I certainly don't do it every week, but occasionally if there's perhaps a particularly high jackpot, or if I'm feeling lucky and I remember when I'm in a shop, I might buy a lottery ticket, but I certainly don't do it every week.
Good. So apparently about 20% of us have never played. So most people have dabbled. They played a little bit.
We've got other people. David?
Well, I have very, very occasionally. And I lived for a number of years in Spain. And if we have anybody from Spain, they will also know that is one of the biggest lotteries, El Gordo, at Christmas. And everybody plays there. And the prizes are ginormous. It's over $2 billion. But the winnings are spread between many, many, many thousands of people. So
I think that's much better. It's much better, I think, for more people to win a smaller amount. It's much more life-changing, isn't it, than for one person to win, you know, 184 million. If you think about that, you could have given 184 people $1 million each and changed many more lives because of it.
I agree. I like the fact. Oh, so Sarah would, she'd tell her closest family and then buy, develop her own own business. Emad, you're like many people, you don't believe in it. I can see, because lottery is gambling, and in some cultures it's not right.
There is a saying here, though, isn't there, David? I think the current slogan saying is you've got to be in it to win it, which I think is making that point that somebody has to win. And if you don't buy that ticket, it's not going to be you. So I think sometimes people have that sense of, why not me? It could be me this time.
And do you know the numbers? How do you think most people choose what numbers to play?
Now, see, I would imagine they probably do birthdays.
Correct. Birthdays,
house numbers,
anniversary dates, and lucky numbers. People always tend to have a lucky number, don't they?
And David's last question was, would you give up your job? Now, I think we had Amelia saying yes. This is an interesting one. I don't know that I would.
I think it might depend on the amount.
Yeah, I feel like it might be one of those things that it's initially you feel overwhelmed by it and you want to travel and you want to do all these things. But I think at a certain point, having some kind of routine, of having some kind of normality in your life is a good thing. And I think a job can give you that.
I think that's an excellent point. What was also good about this survey, it says that 88% of people would actually give some of their winnings to a charity or to relatives to help other people in need, which I think is very good.
Absolutely. And I think if you think about winning it yourself, I think for a lot of people, one of the first things they would want to do is to help other people, to help family members, to help charities perhaps that are close to their hearts for some particular reason. So I think that is a really good result of winning some money. But I think, as Michaela says, that amount of money is perhaps not a good thing. Perhaps it is too much.
It does seem a bit obscene, doesn't it? And I do have one other question for you, Stephanie. There are, of course, you know, this is a classic question, the top things that people would do if they won the lottery. So could you tell us what you would do, and anybody please, what would you do if you won a lottery? Or what do you think are generally the things that people would do if they won?
I imagine it's possibly nothing too surprising. I imagine people would probably want to travel or have a holiday, and then they'd probably look at buying property, buying a house for themselves, helping family and friends, donating money. They would be my top guesses for what people would spend their money on.
I think that's a really good response. I wonder if anybody has got their own responses. Oh, so Raphael, you've never won a big prize in the lottery.
But 100 euros.
That's not bad, is it? Yes. And Emad would like to travel around the world. And certainly that is one of the most popular answers as to what you would do is travel, like Grathia is saying, and investing the money. That's a good idea. More different responses apparently are becoming an artist. So you can invest your time in painting or whatever, as well as writing a book and also playing video games full time. Now, wow. I'm not sure about that one.
I did read somewhere that this was at least a couple of years ago, but I imagine it hasn't changed too much, that the number one thing on the list that British people aspire to having is actually a hot tub in their garden. So I don't know what that says about us as a nation, but living on an island, perhaps where the weather's not so fantastic, having a hot tub was something a lot of people would spend lottery money on.
And some nice responses. I like your number two, Amelia. Amelia says that second, after stopping working, she would buy a farm. That's a really nice one, isn't it?
Nice answer. Shall we have a look at some of the vocabulary here?
Absolutely.
Now, we've talked about these words a lot. We've got lottery, jackpot and dream. And a lottery, of course, a competition where you choose numbers to win money.
And the jackpot. Right? So from what we're saying, obviously, this is the largest prize, the biggest prize in any competition or a game.
And finally, I said that this couple were living the dream. So they were doing things that they had always wanted to do, but couldn't due to financial restrictions. They couldn't do these things, whereas now they were living the dream.
So they can live their dream. That's lovely. And just a final couple of comments from Michaela. I like she would do some, I wouldn't say to do some work in my house. What would you say, Stephanie?
Work on my house? You mean like renovations?
Exactly. I think that's what she's talking
to have
about.
Some work done. So remember, have something done. Someone else is going to do it. I would have some work done on my house. Good answer there, Michaela.
And a lovely final comment from Sarah, who says that she would take half the money to the local, to a children's hospital. That's very nice.
It's a nice note to end on there. And thank you very much for joining us. I hope you've enjoyed the conversation, the chat. We certainly enjoyed reading your comments. And we'll be live again same time next week with another three topical stories.
Thanks again from both of us. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for listening. Thanks for participating. And don't forget, please just go to our website, perfectlyspoken.com, where you can actually see all the reports and learning activities and everything that we do based on news stories from around the world.
Absolutely. So we'll be here this time next week, and we hope to see you then. But goodbye for now.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Join us next week for the latest news talk. And if you'd like to participate in the live sessions, simply check out our social media channels for more information.